The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Rod. We've got more with wrestling icon Hulk Hogan as he takes a look at today's current pro wrestling scene, plus big-time disaster and a lot of bad weather with Warner Brothers' new film, Into the Storm. The actors come in to dry off and share their experiences with us. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the Point Radio.
You know, there's a reason why he's called immortal. Hulk Hogan has been a part of professional wrestling for decades, and I was curious if over his career as both a good guy and a bad guy, if there ever was a formula to the way he performed in the ring.
Well, you know, each match had a different set of circumstances. You know, when you're in there with Macho, it was like smooth as butter because he was the Macho Man 24/7. Even his moves and his character made it easy. And, you know, each match had a different set of circumstances. The Warrior, I was proud of that match because I kind of like had to walk him through that. We got to the 4 or 5 minute mark in the match and he wanted to get out of there, you know, and I said, no, brother, we got to lay this thing out straight. These are some big moments where you kick out of my finish, I kick out of your finish. We've got to tell this story. And then there's the match with Andre where I just listened to him and he created a huge, you know, a scenario of passing the torch and making me greater than anybody ever anticipated. That was all Andre's doings. And then you get to the match where it was tit for tat with me and The Rock, and we just went at it. And the fans kind of decided, you know, who was doing better in the match. So that's a hard question to answer.
I had to ask what it was like working both in and out of the ring with Vince McMahon.
He's always, he would never ask anybody to do anything that he wouldn't do. I mean, he, you know, for someone that really didn't have a bunch of seat time in the ring, he's a consummate professional. And when it came time to have a match, I didn't have to hold back. I mean, when I hit him, I could hit him wide open and there was no complaining, no whining, no crying. And everything from getting him to slow down and getting the pace right, he never missed a beat. It's like he's been in there. Just, of course, he's been there his whole life. He's lived vicariously through every scenario and every storyline because that's Vince. He lives and breathes this business. But when he actually stepped in that ring, you know, he's one of the best I've ever seen in there. I mean, as far as his timing and being at the right place and the cadence and the physicality, I mean, he's there, brother. And it was a pleasure to work with him. I just love beating on him. It was fun.
So how's his health these days?
Well, the back surgery's cool. You know, I got handed a raw deal. You know, I went in for one back surgery, and I ended up having nine surgeries altogether. And, you know, my back seems to be, you know, coming around. I had a guy, Dr. Uribe, who did a fusion on me, which pretty much saved me from all the other botched surgeries. But, you know, I've been working on my knees and elbows because I got that crazy arthritis that I inherited from my mom and dad. And I've, you know, between the fish oil and all the organic stuff and all the other stuff I've been working with, I'm getting around that corner. So things are getting better every day, brother.
So what about the new guys? I was curious about the Hulk's cut on guys like Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Daniel Bryan.
Well, you're throwing out three pretty heavy names right out of the chute, you know, with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. I mean, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I mean, you know, it's just, I look at all three of these guys, and they got some of the crazy qualities that I've seen in some of the guys from the past that were major stars. You know, when you say Dean Ambrose, you know, right away, you know, in my opinion only, I kind of like put him on that same crazy lane with Roddy Piper. But when I see him in the ring, his wrestling and his aggressiveness, he's taken everything to a whole nother level. And then when you see him physically, like I actually sat him down and talked to him physically when I was in Japan 2 weeks ago, it's amazing the crazy shape he's in and how big the guy is. You know, and then, you know, Seth Rollins, you know, to watch him perform in the ring and see where he's going. I mean, there's nothing but greatness there. This guy can do everything. And then, you know, you get to Roman Reigns, and the first thing I think of is larger-than-life Hulk Hogan, his presence. You know, and when he spears people and throws a Superman punch, the whole building explodes. So, I mean, you know, those are three heavy-duty names that you just thrown out, and these guys are just infants as far as, you know, being in the business, and they've got a great future. I mean, Daniel Bryan, you know, has changed the game for all of us. You know, he's definitely stepped up You know, he's the working man's champion. You know, normal people live vicariously through him, and I just can't wait for him to come back.
You can see a lot more Hulk Hogan on the WrestleMania 30 DVD available right now from Amazon. And there's plenty of past and present Hulk Hogan, too, on the WWE Network for $9.99 a month. Sign up right now and get details at WWE.com.
The Point Radio.
Let's go with the latest in pop culture. When it comes to graphic novel sales in the bookstores, DC was a big winner for the month of July, with 8 of the top 10 slots being held down by them. Top 10 best-selling graphic novels in the regular bookstores for the month include Batman Volume 3, Death of the Family at number 10, Saga Volume 3 at number 9, Batman The Killing Joke, the Deluxe Edition at number 8, Attack on Titan Volume 2 at number 7, at number 6, Injustice, Gods Among Us, the second volume from DC, at number 5, the follow-up to Scott Pilgrim, Seconds, the graphic novel by Brian Lee O'Malley. At number 4, Attack on Titan, No Regrets, Volume 1. At number 3, Attack on Titan, Volume 1, the basic one. And at number 2, the Seconds graphic novel, again, this time the hardcover version. And number 1 best-selling graphic novel in bookstores over the month, Naruto, Volume 66 from Viz. If you have a wave of nostalgia and you're looking to see the Beatles' classic Hard Day's Night film, well, the only place to find it is going to be on Hulu Plus, which is now thanks to a renewed licensing agreement with the Criterion Collection. The streaming service has also locked down some 800 other films as well you can check out, including a 3-year deal for the adult animated TV series South Park. In case you want to catch up on your Archie reading, there's a new app that offers 100 free digital Archie comics. It works with Apple and Android, and they hope that you'll use this to sign up for the regular Archie Unlimited subscription service. It runs just about $6 a month, and you can get more information right now at archiecomics.com. The great chess game known as scheduling summer movies has now had a couple of new moves, mostly from Warner Brothers. They've moved Superman vs. Batman Dawn of Justice to the spring of 2016. It'll hit theaters in March of that year. Warner Brothers has also laid out 9 other dates they've laid claim to. However, they've attached no particular movie projects to these dates. The dates begin in August of 2016 and end in the summer of 2020. If you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you pretty much know why this is happening. Marvel has announced a new hardcover omnibus edition of pretty much everything Howard the Duck. It'll feature the beginning of the character in Adventures of Fear number 19, all 33 issues of Howard the Duck, and a number of other appearances as well. Pretty much your complete Howard in about 800 pages for just about $100 or so. And it'll be in stores at the end of October. Looks like there's some more Arrested Development on the way. A spokesman for Netflix has said he is, quote, pretty positive there'll be a 5th season of the show available on Netflix. That was originally announced as part of the deal when producers for the series signed with Netflix a few months back. But this is the first confirmation that there would be a new season on the way. No production dates have been set at this time. There's a new CSI spinoff on the way, which actually was teased with a backdoor pilot a few months back on the regular series. CSI Cyber will star Patricia Arquette and now James Vanderbeek as agents who fight crime, which begin online and then work into the real world. CBS may get the show into production in time to make it a mid-season replacement for the upcoming TV season.
The Point! The Point!
The new film, Into the Storm, pits man against nature. And let me tell you, man is really outclassed here. To keep the movie looking real, director Stephen Quayle made sure that CGI was used to a minimum. And that, of course, ended up with some fairly uncomfortable actors, as explained by Sarah Wayne Callis and Arlen Escapeda.
And I think Steve worked really hard to make sure that we had as many practical effects as we could to spare us the indignity of acting against a fake tornado. You know, you don't want to be like, ooh, I'm blowing in the wind. You know, he made it real. I certainly read scripts differently. There may be a reason.
Read all the action in between.
Well, and you figure out how many pages am I wet for?
Yeah.
Because there's only a certain number of tornadoes, but then you realize as soon as you're wet for the rest of the movie. So you come to work and they put your clothes on and then they literally put you in front of a fire hose.
Let's wet you down.
All right. So you start realizing why many actors only do one weather movie in their career. Because Steve and I have talked about working together on a film that would be called Warm and Dry by a Fireplace.
The sense of realism extended to Sarah, putting some pretty big research into her role.
Yeah, I actually cold called a professor of meteorology and climatology at the University of Michigan and sounded like a proper idiot. I was like, hi, I'm an actress and I'm working on a movie about weather and I'd love to talk to you. Bless his heart. He was really patient with me. And he's an older gentleman. He's an emeritus professor. And so we sort of met halfway between where we were filming in Detroit and Ann Arbor, where University of Michigan is. And we just sat together for a couple hours. And I said, listen, I'm not a good enough actor to say words I don't understand. And here's my list of words I don't understand.
That's good that you did
so
that.
Take me through it all. And I have since forgotten most of it. We shot the movie 2 summers ago, but he was the doll, and really, you know, and I would then take it back to Steve and kind of go, hey, I think we can bring this aspect of it in now that this kind of makes sense. And, you know, Steve's very collaborative script-wise with his actors, so it was a helpful thing.
Arlen, on the other hand, told me that he still feels the effect of the part that he played.
I started watching the Weather Channel, like, 100 times over, and I had no idea it was so entertaining. They have these really cool reality shows that are just like, you know, like our movie, where they have their version of the Titus. They have, I saw my character and Jeremy's character. I was like, that's us.
Yeah.
I said, that's what we do. There were camera guys. They're very weather savvy. So I just watched a lot of that, you know, tried to pick up on some of the lingo and, you know, just try to get that energy and feel for what these guys are really going after and what they're chasing. So that's pretty much what I did.
Okay, so disaster films are a genre on their own, but how do they compare with the other action movies? Like, for example, horror.
It's very, very similar. You know, in a sense, there is a monster, there is a, you know, a thing or that's out there that, you know, that's trying to get us. And, you know, we've got this group of people that are struggling to stay together and stay alive. And in the midst of that, you've got the internal, you know, issues and arguments at all. It's very, very, very much, very similar. And, I think the only difference might be there's no boogeyman around the corner. You know, our boogeyman is, you have no idea
real.
When exactly it's real, you know, and it's a lot more, relatable. In terms of, you know, it's something that can happen anywhere.
As Sarah points out, the weather is one monster that just can't be killed.
Well, I think there is definitely a sense that the threat that comes from a weather movie like this, you can't beat it. You know, you can kill a zombie, you can defeat, you know, Freddy Krueger. Like, there's, I think in a lot of horror movies, there's an antagonist that theoretically, with the proper tools, you could overcome. You can't stop a tornado, you can't beat it, you can't predict it. And so there's a sort of inexorable quality, I think, about that kind of fear. But I think what certainly unifies them is that, you know, an audience only cares about the danger that the protagonists are in if they care about who those protagonists are. And they're really only as afraid as we are. So if we invest this tornado with something real, and if we build these people into people with lives that make sense, then an audience will care. But all the special effects in the world aren't going to do you any good unless they're anchored with
That's right.
with characters that matter to people and actors who are willing to get really wet and
gotta
really dumb.
Got to be grounded.
All right, little spoiler alert here. There's one point in the film where a character talks to Sarah and refers to the storm as being similar to a zombie apocalypse. All right, it's a nod to Sarah's role on The Walking Dead, of course. But where did that come from?
That was neither my idea, nor was it the idea of the actor who had to say it. And that's all I'll say about that.
Warner Brothers, Into the Storm, in theaters right now.
The Point.
That's it for the podcast, but did you know there's some big changes coming to GetThePointRadio.com? Follow those right now with us on Twitter or on Instagram, too, at The Point Radio. In the meantime, the podcast will be back at all the usual places, ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory, too. And we'll see you there in a few days.
Get the